Turunduse täht.
Last week in Sweden we had this annual Grand Travel Award, which is organized by the magazine Travel News. And this award is the Oscar of Sweden's travel trade. They get awards for airlines, best airline, best hotel, best this and that, but also for the best travel agency. And actually, I would like to give my vote for a guy who's Henrik Jutlin. He is the tourism manager for Estonia in Sweden. And he and the agency, the tourism agency, was nominated for the Grand Travel Award in Sweden for the first time this year. So my vote goes to him, to Henrik. And this is not only for Epic Estonia, which has a great part of course, and for the PR campaign on gourmet food and golf and spa and the press trip. But I would say it's for the 6 years of good relations that he has created in Sweden with the trade and with the media as well. So I think Estonia really was worth to be nominated. And you never win the first year, but maybe the second. So I hope it does.
Very good. When will the ceremony take place?
It took place last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we had the nomination, and next year we are already waiting for winning.
Well, hope for a new nomination next year, and hopefully a win. This year, it was Visit Denmark who won for the 17th time. Maybe not in a row, but 17th time. They're incredible.
And you decided not to nominate Visit Denmark, but you decided to nominate the guy who stands for Estonia and helping to get us better than Visit Denmark.
I like underdogs. No, I think you have done a good work. He's done a very good work, and the tourism as well. And it's something going on, something very positive going on. And that's why I think it's worth to be nominated by me.
Very good. I have a different nomination. My nomination will be it's not even an Estonian company. It's an international company. But what happened here in Estonia was that one of our major poultry producers sold their egg production plant to a company that belongs to a Danish company called Daba Foods. And Daba Foods is really big big in eggs and everything connected to that. They have the different kind of type of products from eggs, and the launch campaign has been really really something people noticed here in Estonia. They had a small subsidiary before, but were not promoting it actively. But now, after merging the two companies, they are really the main producer of eggs in Estonia, and also the campaign was kind of very, let's say, funny, playful, and really exciting that people really liked and noticed. We had some discussion in our office about who would be this week's candidate, and there were so many people telling that we love eggs, we love eggs. So from, let's say, egg is not a kind of the most exciting category in the world you can market. Do you agree?
It could be. It seems like it could be.
Depends on what you do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but compared to tourism and destinations and so on, so it's a kind of not a very exciting category. But looking about how they have solved it, I think that that the category may become very, very interesting with all the different kind of new products, and not only packaging what they have been improved during the first place. So this would be my candidate. Have you heard about the company Dava Foods?
I must admit, no. I don't think we get them in Sweden.
Really? Okay.
Dava Foods. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, I hadn't heard much about that as well before, but now when I'm looking at it, it seems really, really cool. I'm really waiting for what they plan to do here in Estonian market.
I'm going to look up them.
Okay, very good. So and now we have two candidates. And do you know what do we need to do next?
No, I know.
We have to choose.
Yeah.
Which one is going to get the award? What do you think? You as a guest have the first, can make your choice at first.
Well, I'm going to vote for Estonia.
Why? You mean the Estonian tourism board?
Yes, because of the continuous work. Because of the continuous and efforts that they are doing, and that they are becoming more and more publicized and more well known, and it's a focused campaign strategy. That's why they get my vote. Perhaps also that I don't know about the eggs, but I'm sure it's right.
Okay.
I'm sure it's very good. But if you ask me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do believe that that when you come from Denmark and have a very creative concept around eggs, then it's probably not very difficult to launch it also in Estonia, using your media power, using your knowledge, using the knowledge of the category, and also when you have been before the market, you probably have all the distribution network cooperating with you. So I think that, of course, it's challenging to bring in the new category or bring the category of eggs in front of people once again and making it really exciting. I think it's kind of easily doable. But looking from Estonian point of view and about all the things we have done in order to attract Swedes to Estonia, I think it's a lot, and it's still one of the most difficult markets, because you already believe that we have good food, the most don't.
Yeah.
They don't even know that there is a country called Estonia.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that all the campaigns that go above the bar and get noticed and really get positive feedback from either Swedish tourist sector or anyone there whose opinion is really valued is, I think, a great win.
Yeah.
So
it's A for effort.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the two cases are not directly comparable, and I would like to agree with you that really the effort Estonia has tried to put into the campaigns and the results they just recently have achieved with the excellent campaigns, I think the Epic Estonia and all other things are really worth the weekly marketing awards.
Yes, I agree.
Very good. So we have made our decision.